Although we know it, it's worth reminding that God is holy and we are not, that he is perfect and we are not, that he's omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, and we are not. In the Old Testament, God, through the prophet Isaiah, spoke and said, "Your thoughts are not my thoughts, your ways are not my way." Isaiah also asked, "To whom will you compare God? To what image will you liken him?" You see, since the fall of mankind, people have wondered about God. What is he like? But there was no one or anything to compare him to. That is, until God himself took on a physical body and entered into our world. And now the Apostle John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And he says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." And the Apostle Paul, talking about Jesus, said, "He's the image of the invisible God." You see, the veil has been lifted, and God through Jesus has been revealed to us. Now we know what God is like. No, we cannot explain him. We cannot measure him. Neither can we put him under a microscope or psychoanalyze him. But because Jesus lived amongst us, now we know what God is like. So I'd like to leave you with a few things that we learn about God because Jesus dwelt amongst us. First is that God wants us to think about him as our Heavenly Father. Before Jesus, no man ever referred to or related to God as a Heavenly Father. Another thing we learned because Jesus dwelt amongst us is that God is a God of grace and truth. He'll tell us the truth about ourselves while at the same time showering us with grace. Another thing that we learned because Jesus dwelt amongst us is that we don't make it into heaven for being good people. In godly terms, good means that you've committed no sin. This being the case, we're all disqualified. The good news is that anyone who accepts Jesus' forgiveness of sins has received a pass into heaven. Another thing we learned learn about God because Jesus dwelt amongst us is that our difficult and painful circumstances is not God's divine punishment. Because of Jesus, we discovered that God uses our pain and suffering as an opportunity to manifest himself. And last but not least, the most important thing I think that we learn because Jesus dwelt amongst us, about God because Jesus dwelt amongst us, is that he loves us unconditionally, that no matter where we've been or what we've done, our Heavenly Father loves us.